There are three primary arenas of resistance that children experience in their lives. There are lots of other arenas as well, but most children must address these primary arenas in their lives in order to be able to do well. And so these are the first three we need to address, and then as we see others, then we can work on those as well.
The first arena is resisting instructions. Throughout the day, we're always giving our children instructions, and we would love to see cooperation and responsiveness in them at all the times, but often resistance is the response. And that's because children are being interrupted, they enjoy what they're doing, they don't want to help. There's a lot of reasons for that resistance, but we need to be focused on that and say, okay, if we have an area here of resistance, child is not responding well to instructions, we need to focus on that and help the child to have a better response to instructions.
See, I think it's good to sit down with a child and say, look, I've noticed that there's one arena in your life that needs some work, and we want to start working on that. I say to kids, the arena is where the action takes place. If you go to the ice hockey arena, that's where they're playing ice hockey. If you go to the basketball arena, that's where the action takes place. What we're saying here is we're teaching children that there are arenas where the battle is fought inside of their own hearts. That some children are prone to resist instructions, and so that becomes an arena where some work needs to take place. When children have a plan for addressing that, and then we work on it in that area, then children are able to overcome their resistance or the rebellion or doing a job partway or attitude problem. Those are things that children need to address in the area of giving instructions.
A second arena that can be a problem area in a child's life is when we have to say no to children. Some children react pretty strongly to the word no. They want what they want, and they don't want anybody standing in their way. So that's the second arena that we can be looking for. If a child struggles with a no answer, we need to do some work and help the child have a plan for that arena.
The first thing we need to do, though, is we need to teach children what a good response is. When you don't get what you want or you're disappointed with a no answer, how are you going to handle yourself? We would suggest that children need to say something like, okay, Mom. Or maybe next time inside of their own hearts. We're trying to give them a plan of what they can do instead of react as they often do with violent words or actions to the no answer that they receive.
I think it's helpful for children to realize what arenas are particularly difficult for them. I struggle with this arena or I struggle with that arena. So they have a plan and they know what they're working on. They know that accepting no as an answer is a difficult area for them, but they need to work on that to be successful in life.
Once the child understands this is the arena we're working on, I think it's wise for parents to maybe say no more often. Or maybe to say, this is one of those times you're bringing a request. Are you ready for a yes and a no? Think about it. So we're training our children to be ready for that particular area of resistance that they might experience.
A third arena that can be a difficult area for family life is in correction. Some children resist correction because they feel like it's a personal attack or they don't want to admit they have any faults or for whatever reason, they resist correction and it creates a problem.
Now, if you see a pattern in a child in this particular arena, it usually means there's some kind of thinking error going on. Either that correction means that I'm a deficient person or correction means that I'm unworthy or something that children end up believing. So often we have to change what children believe so they aren't just blaming the problem on other people. So it becomes another arena where we wrestle with the whole issue of correction maybe pretty significantly for a period of time so children can understand the thinking patterns behind it.
So if children realize they have a problem in this area of correction, that's their arena to be working on, then we need to help them to think differently about correction. We need to help them see that correction is for their good. It's an area where they can grow, that we're trying to help them. Help them to believe some different things about correction can help them to have a better response.
One of the benefits of recognizing that there are three primary areas of resistance is that parents can develop a plan for each one of those for each one of their children. And that prevents parents from then taking it personally. If they have a plan, then they can move into the plan instead of seeing this as some personal violation of their space or their ideas or their authority. Children need to be trained, and sometimes these areas of resistance can be great areas to provide that training for children.
So identifying those arenas can be helpful for parents and for children. So we have a plan, we know what we're working on, and we don't have to get so emotionally drawn into the problem.